是圣经的内容之一。
Prophecy is one of the contexts of the Bible.
啊，预言就是在谈到啊，这个对还没有发生的事情事先做的说明。
And prophecy usually prophesies about things that have not happened.
那通常一个预言，它啊至少会有两个特性。
And usually you can find that prophecy have two common characteristics.
啊，一个预言它可能会涵盖着几个不同的时间。
A prophecy can include different time periods.
啊，它可能针对眼前所发生的事情，它会有什么样的结果。
Maybe it's pertaining to something that is currently happening and prophesizing what it will, how would it end.
啊，它可能同时也指着在不久的将来所要发生的事情。
Or he, in the prophecy may prophesy something that may happen or take place in the future.
它也可能指着很久以后才要发生的事情。
Or pertaining to something that will happen in the very far future.
啊，它更会指着，更有时候也指着主耶稣再来的时候所要发生的事情。
Or pertaining to the coming of Jesus Christ.
那它第二个特点，同一个预言，它可能会涵盖着不同的层面。
The second characteristic about prophecy is that it includes different levels of aspects.
啊，它第一个层面可能指着一个啊一个局部的地区。或一个特定的啊特定的民族
For example, pertaining to a particular area or particular culture or people.
啊，同样那一个预言，它可能也指着所有的人类。
Or the prophecy may be pertaining to everyone.
啊，一个预言，它可能指着这个物质界的事情，人类的生活。
Prophecy may be pertaining to the physical life or the life of the people.
啊，同样一个预言，它可能指着信仰的层面。
Or it may be pertaining to the spiritual aspect.
啊，同样的一个预言，它也可能里头包括指着属灵的层面。
And the same prophecy may be pertaining to the spiritual life.
我们请来看启示录二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章第一节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 1.
第一节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海不再有了。前面。
Chapter 21, verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has passed away, and there are no longer any sea.
第二节，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
第三节，我听见有声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”
Verse 3, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with them, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God."
第四节，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有。悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
Verse 4, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
第五节，坐宝座的说：“看哪，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因为这些话是可信的，是真实的。”
Verse 5, He who had seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true."
在我们上个礼拜，晚上的布道会，乌迪传道曾经引用第三节、第四节，来讲将来天国的美好。
During our last week's spiritual convocation, Pastor Voody, during his sermon, he used verse 3 and 4 to talk, let us understand how beautifully the new heaven will be.
因为天国是那么的美好所以我们一定要来拥有天国的钥匙。
And because heaven is so beautiful, therefore we need to obtain the keys to enter heaven's kingdom.
是的，第三节、第四节，这个第四，尤其第四节在用人所能够了解的描述来描写 将来天国的美好。
Especially verse 4 uses descriptions that as human we can understand to describe how beautiful heavenly kingdom will be.
毕竟我们都还活在现在，活在时空里头。
However, we still live under space and time.
当我们现在拥有了天国的钥匙。 那对现在又怎么样呢?
And now that we do obtain the keys to enter heavenly kingdom, what does that mean to us?
所以这一段圣经它不但指着将来，它也指着现在。
So these five verses not only pertain to the future, but it also relates to present time.
第一节首先讲到新天新地。
First verse talks about new heaven and the new earth.
第二节讲到那这个什么是新天新地呢? 就是
And verse 2 describes in detail what is a new heaven and a new earth, and that is a new Jerusalem.
那再来，那什么是新耶路撒呢?
And verse 3 continuing, what is the new Jerusalem?
就是第三节所说的神的帐幕。
And that is the tabernacle of God.
所以这三件事情
So all these three descriptions is pointed to the same thing.
新天新地就是新耶路撒冷，就是神的帐幕。
The new heaven and the new earth is the new Jerusalem, which is also the tabernacle of God.
那这个神的帐幕在圣经里头也是一个特定的名词。
And the tabernacle of God is a specific term in the Bible.
尤其是在旧约时代，那 指着神的灵在神的同在
Especially in the Old Testament, it is the place used to describe where God dwells.
今天神可以跟我们每一个个人同在
Today God can dwell with us.
今天神可以跟我们的家庭同在
Today God can dwell with our family.
今天神可以跟教会同在
Today God can dwell with the church.
今天神可以跟我们的弟兄姐妹在一起
And today God can be among our fellowship between brothers and sisters.
所以主耶稣说，你们在地上两三个人奉我的名聚集，天父就在你们当中。
Therefore Jesus Christ said, when you gather in two or three and worship in my name, then God is among you.
所以我们可以用这样来了解，这一段的记载也指着现在。
And therefore we can also use to understand that this passage also describes to current time.
我们不但是为了将来我们要拥有天国的钥匙，我们也为了眼前的现在，我们要赶快的拥有天国的钥匙。
Not only for to enter heavenly kingdom do we need to obtain the keys, but for current period of time we also need to obtain the keys.
第一节说先前的天地已经过去了。
Verse 1 says that the heaven and the earth, the first heaven and earth have passed away.
那接下来说，那这是什么意思呢？ 也可以说就是海也不再有了。
And which means that the sea is no longer there.
那再进一步的说明是什么呢？
And if we continue in detail,
第五节说一切都更新了。
Verse 5 is that everything is made new.
当我们一个人，我们 相信耶稣，接受主耶稣所给我们的救恩。
When a person believes in Jesus Christ and accepts His grace,
我们就要来过着这样的生活。
This is a life in which we need to live.
先前的天地已经过去了。
The first heaven and the first earth no longer is there.
海也不再有了。
And the sea is no longer there.
因为神已经将一切都更新了。
Because God has made everything new.
先前的天地已经过去了。The
first heaven and the first earth had passed away.
那他用海也不再有了来做说明。
And he used the sea is no longer there as a detailed description.
在启示录里头有很多象征性的数字。
In the book of Revelation, there are many numbers that carry it in itself meaning.
在启示录里头有很多象征性的形象。
And in the book of Revelation, there are many images that connotate meaning.
那也有一些象征性的描写。
And also, there are many descriptions that carry within itself meaning.
No, symbolic.
It's a symbolic.
我们常常会说，人生好像在行海。
Sometimes we say, like life is like walking on sea.
啊，是，人生好像海上在行船。
Or life is like sailing on sea.
啊，我们把我们所在的眼前的这个世界，常常把它比喻成海。
Many times we describe this world, this life, just like the sea.
海给人很多的联想。
And sea gives people imagination.
有的是很正面的，也有很多是很负面的。
Sometimes it's positive, although many times very negative.
我们或许有尝过海水。
Maybe we all taste the sea water.
你一定尝到，你会连续吐几口口水，把它吐掉。
And when we swallow seawater, we will try to spit it out of our mouth a couple times to make sure everything is not there.
海水是咸的，甚至有人说海水是苦涩的。
Because seawater is very salty, even to the point that it can be bitter.
每个地方的人生都好像海水一样，是咸的，甚至是苦涩的。
In every corner of our life, it may be like a sea where it is very salty or even to the point of bitterness.
夏威夷的海很干净，很漂亮。那里的海水也是咸的，也是苦涩的。
And even the sea around the lands of Hawaii, they are still salty and bitter.
我们洗礼的地方，这个长堤，那里的海水也是咸的，也是苦涩的。
And when we go to the baptismal site and we taste the water there, the sea water is also salty and bitter.
这个海不再有了。
But here it says, no longer any sea.
我们在耶稣基督里头，我们要拥有一个不一样的人生。
And in Jesus Christ, we need to obtain a different life.
当我们想到海，常常也会想到是不平静的。
When we think of the sea, we often be reminded that the sea is not peaceful.
这个海面总是在动荡着。
Because there are often moving waves on top of the seawater.
那个不是很干净的海岸的海岸，如果浪冲过来，我们看到很多的肮脏的东西，很多的淤泥。
And if the shore is not very clean, often when the waves come and go, we will see the leftover trash.
这个世界上每个地方都有这种现象。
And no matter where you go, you will find this.
所以主耶稣说，你们在这个世界上，你们是有苦难的。
And therefore Jesus Christ said, when you are in this world, you are in bitterness.
这些苦难哪里来的？
And where do the tribulations come from?
请看启示录十三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 13.
启示录十三章第一节。
Revelation chapter 13 verse 1.
一个现象它通常不会只是一个原因。
A situation is often happens for many various reasons.
可能有几个原因造成一个结果。
And there are various reasons that can cause to one single conclusion.
为什么眼前的世界好像海？
Why is the life before us like sea?
其中一个原因就是启示录十三章第一节所说的。
One of the reasons is here mentioned in Revelation chapter 13 verse 1.
第一节，我又看见一个兽从海中上来，有十角七头，在十角上带着十个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。
Verse 1, and the dragon stood on the shore of the sea, and I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads, and with 10 crowns on his thorns, and on each head a blasphemous name.
我刚才已经提过，启示录里头有很多这种象征性的形象。
In Revelation, as I previously mentioned, there are many symbolic symbols.
为什么这个世界是这样动荡的？是有很多的这种不平安。
Why is there so much turbulence in this world or non-peaceful moments?
因为在这个海中，从海中上来。有一个兽。
Because out of the sea comes a beast.
这个兽就是一个象征性的一个形象。
And this beast is a symbol, is a symbolic symbol.
我们都很痛恨那种很邪恶的人。
We dislike evil people.
那我们对邪恶的人，我们会用一个很极端的来形容说，这一个人他没有人性， 他好像兽一样，他是充满着兽性。
And towards people like that, we often describe them in a very extreme terms, like they're so evil, just like beast.
其实最邪恶的就是撒旦，就是魔鬼。
But the most evil existence is Satan itself.
这个世界上也不少的坏人，一些恶邪恶的人，就好像兽一样。
And indeed, there are many evil people in this world, just like beast.
比如说在历史上曾经出现过的一些。历史上的人物或者团体，我们说这是一个没有人性的团体，是一个兽性的团体。
For example, throughout history, there are people or groups of people that are very evil, and we describe them as being cold-blooded or just action of beast.
有一些政治人物，当他的一些事被掀开来的时候，真的做了一些很没有人性的事情，好像是。这个所做的事情是没有人性的。
Or like some politicians, when their dark side are being revealed, their doings are just like the doings of the beast.
有的人虽然不是很出名，但是他的行为就是没有人性。
Even though some people they are not popular nor famous, but their actions are like the actions of the beast.
这样的人可能造成家庭的不幸，可能造成社会的不幸。
And their deeds cause the unhappiness of a family or the unfortunate of a society.
当然，魔鬼撒旦更是造成整个世界的不幸。
And there's no doubt that even Satan, they even cause more harm to the society.
为什么我们说眼前的世界就像海一样
？Why do we say that the world before us is just like sea？
请看启示录十八章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 18.
启示录十八章第一节。
Revelation chapter 18, verse 1.
第一节，此后我看见一位大有权柄的天使从天降下，地就因他的荣耀发光。
Chapter 18, verse 1. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor.
第二节，他大声地喊着说：“巴比伦大城，倾倒了，倾倒了。”成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎之窃鸟的巢穴。
Verse 2, with a mighty voice he shouted, Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a home for demons and a haunt for every evil spirit, a haunt for every unclean and detestable bird.
第三节，因为列国都被他邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了，地上的君王以他行淫，地上的客商因他奢华太过就花了财。
Verse 3, for all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The king of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries.
我们都晓得这个整个世界啊，人口的分布很不平均。
We know that in our current world, there is very uneven distribution of the population.
一些大的城市重要的城市总是会涌入特别多的人口。
You will find great population in great cities.
但是每一个大城市从某一个层面来看都是沦陷。
But in every major city, if you look at it, no matter which aspect, you will see them as a fallen city.
有的城市管理得很好，好像很干净、很整齐。
Some city they appear very clean because they have good maintenance.
但是整个城市的内容从神的标准来看，其实是很淫乱的，很污秽的。
But if you look from God's standard, every city is detestable, is evil and dirty.
只要是城市，大的城市，总是摆脱不了这些淫乱、罪恶的事情。
And as long as they are a city, they cannot get rid of the uncleanness and the adultery behaviors.
但是人总是一定。很多的人 会往这些大城市去
，But many people head towards the major cities.
因为在那边容易谋生，容易有工作，容易有钱赚。
Because there they can find a job, they can find a life, they can find a living.
我们眼前的世界是一个怎样的世界
？And the world before us, what kind of world is it?
请看启示录二十章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章十三节。
Revelation chapter 20, verse 13.
十三节，于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
chapter 20, verse 13. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each person was judged according to what he had done.
这里说到最后主耶稣再来审判的时候，这个海要交出其中的人啊，特别用一个字眼叫死人。
Here says that during the last judgment of Jesus Christ, the sea will give up the dead.
这个海如果是这个世界，就是说这个世界所交出来的人是死人。
And if the world is the sea, which means that what they give up are dead people.
无论主耶稣是什么时候来，主耶稣来的时候，这个地面，这个世界上一定还有那些活着的人。
And no matter what time Jesus Christ comes, what we can say is in this world, they will still be living people.
但是这里用的字眼是死人。
But here says that they give up the dead people.
这个眼前的世界是充斥着许许多多的死人。
Which means that this world is filled with many, many dead people.
就是没有灵性、没有生命的人。
Which means there are people with no spirituality and no life.
没有属灵的生命的人。
There's no spiritual life.
这是眼前的世界。
And this is the world before us.
那启示录二十一章第五节说，神要将一切都更新了。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 5 here says that God will make everything new.
那个关键就是在我们相信耶稣，领受他的救恩。
And the key to making everything new is that we receive God's salvation and His grace.
什么意思叫一切都更新了？
What does it mean that everything is made new?
第一个，我们跟神有了一个新的关系。
First is that we have a new relationship with God.
我们借着耶稣基督的宝血，我们不再是罪人，我们是神的儿女。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we're no longer sinners, but we are the children of God.
很多时候我们并不是真的那么好。
Many times we are not as good as we think.
所以是因为耶稣所带给我们的恩典。
But all due to the grace that Jesus Christ has shown us.
天父真神，这一位尊贵荣耀的神，他就看我们是义的，有义的。
And our Heavenly Father, this true God, see us as being righteous.
这种义是因为恩惠，主耶稣的恩惠而让我们拥有。
And this righteous is due to the grace of Jesus Christ that we can obtain.
所以圣经里头用一个词叫做因信称义。
And therefore, the Bible uses the phrase that we're righteous through our faith.
因为我们相信主耶稣，领受他所为我们准备的救恩，我们就被神看为义，称为义。
Because we receive Jesus Christ and His grace, and we value His salvation, therefore Jesus Christ calls us as righteous.
罪人跟儿女，这个是完全的不一样的。
Sinners and children are very two extreme comparisons.
所以一切都更新了。第一个，我们拥有了一个跟神之间的新的关系。
So everything is made new here. It means we have a new relationship with God.
请我们看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
十四节
，Verse 14。
原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
Verse 14. For Christ's love compels us, because we're convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died.
当我们一个人受洗的时候，它包括着几件事情。
When a person is baptized, it includes a couple of items.
第一个，跟耶稣同死同埋葬。
First.We die with Jesus Christ. We bury with Him.
那一个有罪应该被审判受咒诅的那一个人已经死了。
The person that carries sin and deserves judgment is no longer living.
所以说这里说众人就都死了。
And therefore here says therefore all died.
在我们受洗的时候，我们那一个有罪的人。 他已经死了。
When we are baptized, the person that is a sinner is no longer living.
15节
Verse 15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Verse 15. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
那当我们从水里上来，我们成为一个复活的新人。
And when we rise up from the water, we are a resurrected new man.
一切都更新了。
Everything is made new.
我们的生活的目标方向是改变了。
Our goal and purpose of life has been changed.
我们过去很自私的，只是为自己来活。
In the past, we're all selfish and we're all living for ourselves.
所以因为为自己而活，因为自私，所以我们生活当中也充满着很多的不对，很多的不幸。
And because we live for ourselves and due to our selfishness, many things in our life are made wrong.
那现在我们成为一个基督徒，我们是为主而活。
But right now, we are Christians, we live for Christ.
为了那个为我们来复活的主耶稣而活。
We live for the Christ that has resurrected for our sake.
16节
16.
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人的，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
16. So from now on, we regard no one from the worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do not so no longer.
我们生活的标准，我们的目标已经跟过去不一样了。
Our principle and our goal is no longer like the past.
因为我们的眼界也要被提升了。
Because our viewpoint will be risen.
我们不再只是看见肉眼所看见的这些。
We no longer see just what our flesh eye can see.
我们已经看见了，知道了有神的存在。
We saw and we know that there is the existence of God.
我们已经看见了，知道了，不是只有看得见的现在，还有将来那存在的永恒。
We saw and we know that it is not only the present time, but there is eternal life.
所以我们不再是很短视的，只看眼前，只看现在。
So we're no longer short-sighted that we only see the present.
17节
17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, and the new has come.
今天我们受洗之后，我们都成了在主耶稣基督里头的人。
Today, after receiving baptism, we are his people in Christ.
我们都是新造的人。
We are his new creation.
我们都是从水和圣灵来重生的人。
We are born of water and spirit.
所以是新造的人，过去的那些旧的事情都要让它成为过去。
And because we are new creation, our past needs to be gone.
我们有了更高的标准，更美好的目标。
We have a higher standard. We have a better goal.
所以我们追求过着一个属灵的生活，一个基督徒的生活。
And therefore, we live a spiritual life. We live a Christian life.
是的，我们暂时还在这个时空里头。
Yes, maybe temporarily, we are still under this time and space.
我们仍然住在我们受洗之前相同的世界。这个世界里头
we still live in the world in which we live before we receive water baptism.
但是我们可以有一个不一样的人生。
But we can have a new life.
怎样的不一样的人生呢？
How different of a life can we have?
我们请再看回启示录二十一章。
Let's turn back to Revelation chapter 21.
二十一章第三节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 3.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。”
Verse 3. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God."
第一个，神的帐幕在我们的当中。
First is the tabernacle of God is among us.
一个无形但是它存在的一个范围。
Even though we cannot see, but it is an existed boundary.
圣经里头用这样来描述从黑暗进入光明。
The Bible describes from darkness into light.
简单的讲就是进入神的帐幕，进入神的身体，进入教会。
Simply stated, is to enter the tabernacle of God, to enter light, to enter the church of God.
这是一个无形但是存在的一个范围。
Even though it's invisible, yet it exists.
为什么
？Why?
因为我们都是被主耶稣的宝血所救赎、所买的。
Because we've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以说我们从黑暗中被救赎进入光明里头。
Therefore, we've been saved from darkness into light.
现在我们是在神的帐幕这个范围里头，有神的同在，神是我们的神，是我们的父。
And now we live within the boundaries of God, and God is our Father, is our God.
启示录21章第四节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 4.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。因为以前的事都过去了。
Verse 4, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things have passed away.
什么叫做不一样的人生？
What is a different life?
这里第一个，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
Here states the first thing, God will wipe their tears away.
这就是告诉我们，我们要有一个有安慰的人生。
This to tell us that we shall have a comforted life.
很多原因会让人流眼泪。
There are many reasons why we cry.
很多的时候，眼泪也不一定流在脸上。有时候我们说，我是心中在流泪。
There are times when we cry without tears because inside we are shedding tears.
那个里头在流泪的，那个是更困难、更苦。
And many times when we shed tears inside, it's even more difficult or more unbearing.
很多的时候流泪需要被擦，意思就是说需要被安慰。
And when we shed tears and they need to be wiped away, that means that we need to be comforted.
很多的时候眼泪真的需要被擦去，真的需要得着安慰。
Indeed, there are many times when our tears need to be wiped away and we need to be comforted.
所以这个人生也是一个充满着泪水的人生。
And therefore, our life is also a life filled with tears.
所以有人说，人是哭着来，也哭着走。
Therefore, there are people who say that we come to this world crying and we leave this world crying.
所以有很多的人说，人生就像苦海。
And therefore, there are people who said that life is just like a bitter sea.
但是我们可以有一个会流泪，但是是有安慰的人生。
But we can have a life that we shed tears, yet we will receive comfort.
因为主耶稣，他成为人来到世界上。
Because Jesus Christ came to this world.
所以主耶稣他知道我们的一切。
And he came as a man in which he understands everything about us.
拉撒路死了四天。
Lazarus passed away for 4 days.
他是因为病痛而死了。
He died because of illness.
主耶稣来到他们的村庄。
Jesus Christ came to the town in which he lived.
很多人为了他的疾病而死，而在那边哭。
Many people shed their tears for Lazarus who died.
圣经说主耶稣他也哭了。
The Bible says Jesus Christ also cried.
主耶稣他能够明白，他能够同情人的这些遭遇。
Jesus Christ understands and he shows compassion toward our encounterings.
有一次主耶稣这个指着耶路撒冷，他为耶路撒冷来哭。
One time, Jesus Christ pointed towards Jerusalem and he cried for the city of Jerusalem.
主耶稣知道这些人将要有什么遭遇。
He knows what will happen to them in the future.
那是一个被毁灭、被欺压的遭遇。
They will encounter destruction.
主耶稣可以知道，可以感受他们的遭遇。主耶稣为他们哭。
And he can feel for their encounterings, and therefore he cried for the city of Jerusalem.
主耶稣在钉十字架之前，他在客西马尼园大声哀哭、流泪、恳求。
before Jesus Christ was crucified, he cried and prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
为什么人活着常常需要得安慰？
Why, as men, while living, we need to receive comfort?
因为在现实的人生的生活里头，有很多的冲突，有很多的困惑。
And because in our life, there are many conflicts, there are many tribulations.
在这一些冲突困惑里头，人就充满着很多的挣扎。
And during our tribulation, in our conflicts, we live in struggles.
在那种挣扎里头，人需要得到安慰。
And in our struggles, we need to be comforted.
啊，克西玛尼园就是人世间的一个很大的冲突，很大的挣扎。
The Garden of Gethsemane symbolizes the conflict and the trials in this world.
所以希伯来书的作者说，我们可以坦然地来到施恩的宝座前。
And therefore, the author from the book of Hebrews states that we can come openly before the throne of grace.
来到这里，来得到恩惠，得到怜悯，得到帮助。
To come before the throne to receive grace, to receive help, to receive comfort.
让我们拥有一个大得安慰的人生。
And so we can live a comforted life.
我们每一个人来到主耶稣这里都有不太相同的原因。
There are many different reasons why we come before Jesus Christ.
有一个姐妹，她是在很顺利的时候，先生事业做得很好的时候。他来信耶稣。
There's a sister that she came to believe when she lived a very good life when her husband had a very good job and she was prospering.
她先生不是只有 good job， 是有很好的 business， 自己做生意的做得很好。
Not only did his husband has a good job, but they owned a very well-do business.
在这样成功顺利当中来信耶稣的似乎好像比较少。
You see very rare when people come to believe in Jesus Christ during their peaceful times.
但是主耶稣的拣选就是为了让他能够面对将来。
But why God has chosen them is so that she will be able to face her future.
我们知道这个世界是一个多变化的世界。
We know that this world is often changing.
今天的成功不能保证你明天还是成功的。
Today you might be successful, but that does not assure you that you'll be successful in the future.
今天你有一个很受欢迎的产品，不等于明天大家还会这么的喜欢。
Today you have a very welcome product, but that does not assure you that tomorrow that product is still will be welcome.
所以这个姐妹她后来就是经历了这一种很负面的这么大很大的变化。
And this sister, this is what she encountered. She encountered a great tribulation.
是的，会烦恼，是的，会流泪。
Yes, she cried. Yes, she worried.
但是她说，我还是感谢神。
But she said, I still thank God.
不晓得为什么，大家也都觉得很奇怪。我是一个充满着有安慰的人。
I don't know why, but people around me feel that I am a person filled with comforts.
因为她在主耶稣基督里头。
Because she lives in Jesus Christ.
海已经不再有了。
The sea is no longer there.
神擦去她的眼泪。
God has wiped away her tears.
她的人生是一个有安慰的人生。
She lives a life of comfort.
启示录21章的第四节告诉我们说，不再有死亡。
Revelation chapter 21 tells us that there no longer be death.
死亡常常就代表着永远的分离、分开。
Death means that forever departure.
为什么人离世了，让我们这么舍不得
？Why we are so much many times unwilling to let go of people who die?
因为在时空里头，我们结的是永远的诀别。
Because in our time, it means that we are forever departed from this person.
如果是家人，明天、后天、明年、后年，他不会在我们的餐桌上。
If they are our family members, we know that tomorrow, next year, or forever, they will no longer show up on our dining table.
如果是我们工作的伙伴，他不会跟我们 继续在我们的团队里头了。
If it's our coworker, we know that they will no longer show up in our team.
啊，所以不再有死亡，就是不再有那个永远的分离。
So when here verse 4 says there will be no more death, means that there will no longer be any departure.
我什么才是那种真正绝对永远的分离？
What is for sure forever departure?
哦，就是启示录里所说的那个第二次的死。
And that is in Revelation saying the second death.
我们请看启示录二十章第六节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 6.
启示录二十章第六节。
Revelation chapter 20 verse 6.
在头一次复活有份的有福了圣洁了第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄他们必做神和基督的祭司并要与基督一同作王一千年
Verse 6 Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection The second death has no power over them But they will be priests of God and of Christ And will reign with him for 1,000 years、
哦、这里提到说有人呢第二次的死在他身上没有权柄。
Here states that the second death has no power over a group of people.
哦，一个人如果没有第二次的死，他就没有那种所谓永远的分离。
If the person doesn't go through the second death, then there is no so-called forever departure.
那么谁能够拥有这个没有第二次的死
？And who can obtain that there is no second death to them?
第六节第一句话所说的，在头一次复活有份的。
And those are the here the first part of verse 6 said, "Blessed and holy are those who are part in the first resurrection."
什么是第一次的复活
？What is the first resurrection?、
哦、就是在我们受洗的时候从水里上来，我们跟主耶稣同复活。
And that is those who receive water baptism. When we rise up from the water, we've been resurrected with Jesus Christ.、
哦、这就是为什么洗礼是。那么重要，它是奥秘，是我们一定要去领受的。
This is why water baptism is a mystery. It's so important, and it's something that we do need to receive.、
哦、我们真的是、啊、在基督里头，这个一切都更新了。
And because of that, we be made new. Everything in Christ.、
哦、对我们来讲，眼前肉体的死，在圣经里头叫做睡了。
And for us, our physical death in the Bible is described as we've been asleep.
睡了就会再醒过来。
And because we are asleep, we will be waking up one day.
睡了就不是永远的分离。
We are asleep, therefore it's not a forever departure.
启示录二十一章第四节又说到什么是不一样的人生。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 4 continues to describe what is that different life.
不再有悲哀、哭嚎和疼痛
，nor mourning or crying or pain。
啊，很多的时候，为什么会有这些？因为病痛。
Why do we have mourning, crying, and pain? It's due to our illness。
啊，人遇到了很大的病痛，整个人生就觉得很悲哀。
When we encounter great illness, we feel that we're very pitiful in our life。
病痛常常带来哭嚎，带来疼痛。
Because great illness often brings mourning, crying, and pain.、
哦、所以这句话的意思就是，我们要拥有一个得着医治的人生。
And therefore, what it means is that we will receive a life of healing.
在眼前，人说只要是吃蔬菜五谷的，没有一个不得病、不生病的。
People say that as long as you eat vegetables and grains, you will be ill.
所以在座的我们每一个，包括我，我们都会生病，都会有病。
And that includes everyone sitting here. We will be ill.
我曾经在一个年轻的慕道者到医院去做检查。
One time I took a young truth seeker to the hospital for some examinations.
我需要载他去。等他检查完毕，再去载他。
I had to take him to the hospital, and when he's done, then I have to bring him back home.
哦，因为他要做全身的麻醉。
Because he needed, they needed to numb him from top to bottom.
他跟我说，我做好了，我会打电话给你，我会在这个 这个拉比的地方等你。
And he's told me that when I am done with my examinations, I will give you a call and I wait for you here in the lobby.
哦，我心里想说，你不可能在拉比等我。
And I'm thinking to myself, there is no way that you can appear here in the lobby.
哦，果然不错，他做完了，是医院打电话给我。
Indeed, after his examinations completed, the hospital gave me a call.
哦，我去的时候。他还是在病床，才刚醒过来。
And when I was there, he was still on the hospital bed, and he just woke up.
这护士问他说：“你需不需要轮椅送你到停车场
？”The nurse asked him, "Do you need a wheelchair where we can roll you out to the parking lot?"
他起先说不用。
And he said, "No, I don't need it."
其实他站起来站不稳。
But he could barely stand.
到了车上。
When he was in the car,
他跟我讲说，哎呀，人不能够生病啊。
He told me that as a man, I really can't be ill.
这个麻药打了之后，我就任人宰割了。
When they numbed me, I was all in their hands.
因为他是一个很年轻的人。
Because he was still very young.
所以我们要有一个不一样的人生。
Therefore, we need to have a different life.
好，我们能够面对着这个不可避免的肉体上的病痛。
We need to be able to face this unavoidable illness that will take place sometime.
这是一个事实，但是在主耶稣基督里头，我们可以超越。
This is a fact, but in Jesus Christ, we will be able to overcome.
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8.
罗马书第八章十七节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 17.
十八节。
18.
保罗说：“我想现在的苦楚，若比起将来显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。”
Verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
保罗很坦白地说，现在是有苦楚的。
Paul here, he was very honest by stating that yes, we present live in suffering.
这个苦楚包括着病痛所带来的苦楚。
The suffering includes suffering brought to us by our illness.
但是我们能够超越。
But yes, we are able to overcome.
因为我们想到将来的那个荣耀，这个就不足介意。
Because we think of the glory that will be revealed to us, then this suffering is no longer worth of our notice.
这个肉体，这个它会衰残，会衰败。
Our physical body will deteriorate.
里面那一个人却是可以一天比一天还要强壮，还要新。
Yet the man inside us can be renewed day by day, can be strengthened day by day.
有一次主耶稣对人说，有病的人才要医生。
One time Jesus Christ said, only those who are ill need doctors.
主耶稣说那一句话的意思是指着那个病人，是指着罪人。
And when Jesus Christ, those who are ill, he's referring to sinners.
一个更需要医治的是人的罪。
What needs to be healed even more than our physical illness is our sin.
在耶稣基督里头，我们的罪得到赦免，得到解决。
And in Jesus Christ, our sin has been forgiven, has been washed away.
那个罪是一种羞耻，是一种很痛的伤口。
Our sin is a shame, it's like a wound.
主耶稣的宝血把它遮盖了。
But the blood of Jesus Christ has covered our sins.
罪常常也是一个重担。
Sometimes sin is our load.
主耶稣赦免了我们，很有力量的把那个担子给举起来了。
But when Jesus Christ has forgiven us, He has given us strength for us to lift up that load.
主耶稣的爱足以来把我们恩免了，给我们恩典，免去了我们的罪债。
And the love of Jesus Christ has forgiven our sin and also has covered our sins.
在我们的生活当中，我们的言行如果是带着罪
，If in our life,our actions and our words carry in itself sin.
就是我们言语行为带着错误。
Which means that our deeds or our words are wrong.
主耶稣的恩典，主耶稣的能力，能够让这些错误远远的离开我们。
But the grace of Jesus Christ is able to let those wrong deeds and wrong words depart from us.
当我们得到了医治。
And when we are healed.
我们不再为我们的言语行为来觉得悲哀，来觉得痛苦。
We are no longer saddened by our deeds and our words.
哦，这就是神的帐幕在人间。
And that means that the tabernacle of God is among us.
我们的从前跟现在跟以后是要不一样的。
Our past, present, and future should be different.
最后我们看启示录二十一章。
Lastly, let us turn back to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章第六节。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 6.
第六节，他又对我说：“都成了，我是阿拉法，我是俄美甲，我是初，我是终。我要将生命的水白白的赐给那口渴的人喝。”
Verse 6, he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life.
第七节，得胜的必承受这些为业。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的儿子。
Verse 7, he who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
我们要渴慕神，亲近神。
We need to thirst for God. We need to get close to God.
我们要来拥有这个生命的泉水。
We need to have the spring of life.
让我们常常被神的爱来充满我们。
So that the love of God will often fill us.
我们让神的灵在我们的生活当中来工作。
We allow the Spirit of God to work among us.
我们让神的道来成为我们的标准，成为我们的指引。
We allow the truth of God to be our principle, our guidance.
一个不一样的人生是确定的。
A different life is a definite.
我们要有一个有安慰的人生。
We need to have a comforted life.
我们不再分离。
We no longer will be departed.
我们是永有一个得医治的人生。
We will have a life of healing.
信耶稣真的是太棒了。
To believe in Jesus Christ is very wonderful.
唱诗八十五首。
He sang hymn 85.
We 们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing the first verse and the last verse. Please be seated.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Right now, we're going to have our concluding prayer.
请我们特别为我们新受洗的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Please continue to pray with our newly baptized brothers and sisters.
我们一起来拥有来过着这一个已经更新的生活。
We continue to live and obtain this life that has been renewed.
我们也继续为一些慕道朋友继续为他们祷告。
And we also continue to intercede for our truth seekers.
我们求主耶稣继续带领帮助我们。
We ask God to continue to guide us and help us.
让我们生活在这个帐幕里头。
And that we can all live in His tabernacle.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
If you would like to receive laying of hands, please come forward.
同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.